Stealing money from Medicaid is not a flaw for a lot of states, the country's top Medicaid administrator said this week. It's a feature. He was talking about California. He'd used almost the exact same line 8 weeks earlier in a different interview about the same state. That's not a slip. That's a talking point on rotation. You're listening to Civic Intelligence. Today, a viral soundbite. The two-decade paper trail that actually backs part of it up. A $1.3 billion funding freeze. And the difference, a real important difference, between a government calling a payment improper and a government proving it was stolen. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz sat down with Fox News Digital on July 10, 2026, and aimed his feature, not a flaw, line squarely at Governor Gavin Newsom, Democrat of California. Oz said Newsom's own state auditors warned him about widespread Medi-Cal fraud roughly 4 years earlier, and that Sacramento responded with, his words, some performative things instead of a fix. Here's the detail that got lost in the clip. Oz said almost exactly the same thing to Just the News on May 14th, 2 months before. In that interview, he also floated a number. CMS is losing $100 billion a year to fraud nationally. That figure is roughly double the entire government-wide improper payment total federal auditors have actually certified, and CMS has never attached documentation to it. Two nearly identical interviews 8 weeks apart isn't a new disclosure. It's a rehearsed applause line. It also isn't happening in a vacuum. In May, CMS deferred $1.3 billion in Medicaid reimbursements to California, the largest single deferral in the agency's history. Oz called it, in his own words, the largest deferral we've ever made. Vice President J.D. Vance, Republican, has built a whole task force around going after what he calls blue state fraud, and California is its main target. Before going further, here's the distinction the soundbite skips over, and it matters more than almost anything else in this story. The federal government measures Medicaid's error rate through an annual audit sample, not a fraud investigation. For fiscal year 2025, that audit found a 6.12% improper payment rate, $37.39 billion. Up from 5.09% the year before. CMS's own data attributes roughly 3 out of every 4 of those dollars to documentation problems, a missing signature, a late eligibility redetermination, not to a beneficiary or a provider stealing money. Improper payment and fraud are different categories, legally and statistically, and collapsing them into one is a specific, recurring move in this fight, not a one-time exaggeration. Just last year, PolitiFact rated a nearly identical claim from Budget Director Russell Vaught, Republican, mostly false, for treating that same accounting category as if it were a theft tally. Now set the soundbite aside entirely, because the strongest evidence in this story isn't Oz's. It's California's own. The state's independent auditor has kept Medi-Cal eligibility on its official high-risk list every year since 2007. That's 12 years before Newsom took office, spanning 3 governors of both parties. Auditors flagged $4 billion in questionable payments in 2018 and 2019, then $1.9 billion more in 2021. The finding Oz's 4 years ago, line seems to reference. As of the auditor's most recent report, published this past December, the state still has not adequately demonstrated progress fixing it.
That's an oversight failure, documented and real. Actual fraud is a separate ledger, and California has one of those too. The state's Medicaid Fraud Control Unit won 221 convictions and recovered $544 million between 2021 and 2023. Real enforcement, according to the same federal inspector general who also found the unit chronically understaffed and starved of fraud referrals from California's own Medicaid agency. And this past April, the state's attorney general charged 21 defendants in what prosecutors call Operation Skip Trace. Identities bought on the dark web, 14 straw-owned hospice companies, more than 130 shell companies allegedly used to bill Medi-Cal $267 million for hospice care that was never delivered. All 21 are presumed innocent unless convicted. About $30 million has been recovered so far. So where does the other number come from? The one you've probably actually heard, $146 billion. Not from CMS, not from the Government Accountability Office, GAO, not from California's own auditor. It comes from City Journal, a Manhattan Institute publication, in an April piece by Christopher Rufo and three co-authors, who took what they called a conservative 15% fraud rate and multiplied it against everything Medi-Cal has spent since 2019. That rate itself comes from named advocates, not auditors. Haywood Talkove, chief executive of LexisNexis Risk Solutions for Government, a company that sells the anti-fraud and identity verification tools state governments buy once they're convinced they have a big fraud problem, a financial interest the original article never discloses, called 20% very conservative. Brian Blaze of the Paragon Health Institute put the range at 15 to 20%. Unnamed high-ranking health officials reportedly offered 25. None of those percentages has been replicated by CMS's own audited sampling, by GAO, or by California's state auditor. Within days, that same City Journal reporting was already being quoted at $180 to $280 billion, nearly double the original estimate, still with no government audit behind it. Call it what it is, a named estimate from named advocates with a stake in the answer, not a certified government finding. It doesn't belong in the same sentence as CMS's audited $37 billion, unless you say so out loud, which, on the shows where this number gets repeated, almost nobody does. And here's what the blue states are uniquely the problem framing leaves out entirely. Stateline's reporting in April found federal data does not show benefits fraud is any more common in Democratic-run states than Republican-run ones, as a category. Vance's task force has nonetheless zeroed in almost exclusively on blue states, California, Illinois, Minnesota, Maine, New York, and halted payments to roughly 450 hospice and home health providers in Los Angeles alone. Meanwhile, U.S. Sentencing Commission data on where benefits fraud cases actually get prosecuted tells a different story. The leading districts sit in Florida, Texas, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Red states, every one. California isn't at the top of that list. A Mississippi welfare fraud case, unrelated to Medicaid, ended with a court ordering $101 million repaid back in December of 2024. A reminder that nine-figure fraud judgments aren't a blue state exclusive either. Sacramento isn't taking the deferral quietly. California's Medicaid director told a House Oversight Subcommittee in June that CMS pulled its $1.3 billion without a single documented instance of fraud attached. Newsom's office says the state has revoked more than 280 hospice licenses in 2 years, with 300 more under investigation. Attorney General Rob Bonta, Democrat, says Washington is targeting the state for political reasons. Senator Alex Padilla, Democrat of California, called the deferral political retribution, plain and simple. and Oz's own credibility took a hit of its own this year. CMS told New York it had roughly 5 million people in a suspect caseload. The real number was about 450,000, off by more than a factor of 10, an error CMS has never explained. Both sides here are arguing from real numbers and real omissions. The administration is citing a genuine two-decade audit trail of unresolved Medi-Cal oversight failures, while wrapping it in a national fraud number it has already overstated once this year by more than 10 times. California is citing a real enforcement record, hundreds of millions recovered, thousands of suspended providers, while a national anti-fraud task force that has barely touched a single red state makes "this isn't political" a hard sell. The $146 billion figure making the rounds is a named estimate from named advocates. It is not a government finding. Knowing the difference between those two kinds of numbers is most of what this fight actually comes down to. That's the story. For the full breakdown, every audit, every settlement, every source document on all sides, check every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. If this show is useful to you, subscribe, and we'll see you next time.